This is official. New York UN office recruits paramilitary troops for disarmament and reintegration of U.S. civilians. Now, guys, print me Infowars.com as the prefix when you search it. This is for listeners, too. And type in Obama military document, army document, re-education camps. It actually was in a 2010 document where Obama told the army, prepare to process Americans into re-education camps. That's not me calling it a re-education camp. That's the term used by the Pentagon in Obama's order, basically from the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment. And it talks about, that's right out of the Weatherman and Larry Grathwald and the re-education camps. So in the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to be over there with Owen breaking all this down. He'll have the first hour. I want to call Tom Papert. Hell, I'll just call myself right now while I'm on air. So we'll get him set up that way. Boom, make sure he's on. Go ahead and call him. This is so massive, but we knew this was coming. See, they just got to get it out in the open. Also print me the articles about Strong Cities Initiative, UN to control U.S. police forces. This is all part of the conditioning for during the Civil War they start, then the UN comes in.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, I got you live on air. I wanted to make sure this happened. Owen Schroyer's live with the War Room coming up. I want to co-host because I was already going to make this my main show today, the UN Chi-Com takeover, and then I got diverted off into this embassy situation and never got to it, but I promised to cover it, so that way I'll keep the promise. Can you come on with Owen in about 30 minutes, and then I'm going to come on right after that?
Absolutely, Alex. We'll be there.
All right, just tell listeners real quick a little bit about this massive story. This is from the UN. This isn't a theory. It's not something we're just saying. This is openly the UN recruiting troops for America. They're now having events in places like Utah, kicking citizens out off the streets, saying we own and control this now. We are sovereign. I mean, this is what they do all over the world. They've joined with the Chi-Coms and the internet takeover. It's just incredible.
Well, Alex, it's baffling how upfront they're being with this. This literally comes from a UN recruitment website where they're trying to hire employees. And of course, it's been up since November. Nobody has noticed this. We find it, and it says that they're hiring people with a paramilitary background for peacekeeping operations in UN member states. So, of course, that means 103 countries, including the United States of America. But it gets better. These people will be stationed in the New York office of the United Nations. So this is completely upfront, completely out where everybody can see it. You go to their website, it tells you exactly what the peacekeeping forces do. There is absolutely no way that they can try to hide what this is. And again, Alex, as you know, they do this all. They're so arrogant at this point. They do it in plain sight of every single person who could just go to the website and read what they're planning.
And of course, you integrate this in with the Strong Cities Initiative. You integrate this in with what Obama was trying, with the UN suing over us having borders at all. This is a big, big piece of the puzzle. Very, very important. Again, if we don't act like it's a big deal, no one else is alerted. So many times, if I go, oh, this video is important, people go watch it. If I go, oh, this is huge, people care. They just want to keep putting this out slowly and conditioning us, but this ties into the Chi-Com takeover and everything else. So you'll be on the War Room with Owen Schroyer at band.video and at infowars.com/show in about 30 minutes. He takes over in about 8-9 minutes at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Infowars.com/show, newswars.com/show. That URL isn't as censored as much on Twitter and Facebook and places. So folks, without you, this information will not get out. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app,
and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
About 8 years ago, I decided to start working out harder and to start taking supplements, and I lost a ton of weight. Then over the years, I stopped taking the supplements, even though we sell them and they're super high quality. I just got out of the habit of taking most of them. Well, I hit rock bottom about 6 months ago. You can see footage here from when I was on the Joe Rogan podcast, the biggest I've ever been, over 280. And then about 4 months ago, I made the decision to start taking the supplements, and I've almost lost 40 pounds. But the best part is my clarity and my focus and how much better my brain's working. And quite frankly, my wife is very, very pleased, because let's just say I'm even more frisky than ever and extremely virile. I'm always virile, but I'm more virile than when I was 17 years old, 18 years old. These products are amazing. Give yourself the gift of health, and it helps fund the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of the amazing products that have really helped me and so many others. Thank you all for your support. Take action.